Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. We're going to talk about all the sports. I'm Ross Bolin and I'm here with Dan Regester.
The sports of sports of sports of sports.
And Dylan Shiverer.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Dylan. It's July 19th, Wednesday. Got a lot of sports going on.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, weirdly enough. Like, I feel like the last couple episodes, we've had to get into some...
We've had to talk Tour de France.
Obscure.
So that... Sports. That pretty much explains everything.
It's all about the big three.
By the
right
way,
now.
Have you guys seen the photo that went viral yesterday of what your legs look like after a Tour de France race?
I'm still shook from it, but I saw it. I don't like it.
I might never eat again. That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
Well, you got to think that's probably after a few like cycles of blood cycling.
That's true, probably, but.
A lot of roids.
Anything that does that to your body, shouldn't we just put a stop to this?
Like, dude, mix in some body fat for me one time.
Or how about, dude, maybe mix in some let's just cancel this whole biking thing and we all go back to living normal lives with
legs
normal
should
legs.
Not look like that.
I don't think enough people care about your sport to, like, want to look like that, you know?
If a fucking NFL player came out looking like that, there would be hell to pay. People would flip shit.
Here's my question. What his legs look like before the tour? Because, I mean, it's a grueling 16-stage race.
See, that's the thing. I think you burn off all your muscle and fat, or all your fat and all your extra, you know, it's just pure muscle and veins.
What's that guy's body fat percentage? Dan, you know body fat percentage better than we do, probably. What is it?
His legs
body. 2%?
Negative 10%.
I didn't see his entire body.
I'm just guess. Daniel, did I?
It's very clearly as close to zero as you could possibly get, if not zero. He's probably dead. That guy's got to be dead.
He's probably like 5%.
Anyway. Enough about bicycles. The British Open starts Thursday, otherwise known as the Open Championship.
British Open.
Second favorite tournament.
Bothers me that there's two names.
I've been in my first favorite, which is the Masters. You were there with me.
I was there with you this year at the Masters.
Yeah, that's my first favorite. This is my second favorite.
Why is it called the British Open? And
we call it the British Open. I know, but they call it the Open Championship because they think they're like
It's technically the Open Championship. We call it the British because we're stupid Americans.
Yeah. So that's what
we're stubborn
they
Americans.
Call it.
They call
Euros.
It the Open.
That's what it's called.
The Open Championship.
Yeah.
Which I refuse to.
It's just confusing for branding purposes. Like, they're not managing that brand well.
I just don't recognize it as the Open. It's the British.
Yeah, it's a little pompous to call it the Open.
The Open.
Like, fuck off.
It's classic British people, though.
No, it's your Open. It's the British Open.
Yeah.
We have our Open. You have your Open.
But we call it the U.S. Open.
What if we just started calling ours the Open?
We should.
We really should.
Pretty much declare war on England and call the U.S. Open the Open.
Well, that went well for us last time that happened.
Yeah, I see the odds being favorable. Speaking of odds, favorite to win this thing is Dustin Johnson, 12-1. Spieth is also 12-1. Sergio's at 15-1. Ricky's at 15-1. Rahm 15-1. Hideki's at 20-1. Rory's
20-1. Much higher odds.
My
than
boys
like
and I.
Favorites.
What the hell is going on with Jason Day? Why is he all the way down at 25-1?
He's not been playing.
He hasn't
well.
Played well.
Actually, neither has Rory. Rory lost his swing like a week ago. He's trying to find it. Hopefully, he does because I picked him in my snake draft
with my
friends.
He's been up and down for a few months now, like 6 months.
He did something. His swing is off kilter right now.
He tweaked something?
It's off kilter. He has to realign it, and he's having difficulty doing so.
Man, we've all been there.
That's
just
weird.
Just one of us, you know? Just one of the guys.
Just another one of the guys swinging a golf club. I've never had anything that could be fixed with a tweak or a lesson or even 1,000 hours on the range.
You need what's called a complete overhaul.
I need someone to rip off both my arms,
you need
replace
an exorcist,
them with
basically,
robot arms,
to fix your swing.
And then program that robot to have a good golf.
See, I'm all feel. No mechanics, just all feel.
Yeah, you are
Dan,
a lot of feel.
You have the most bizarre grip
right.
I have ever seen on
the
a golf
swing
course.
Too. It's probably just like, it's just all.
For those who don't know, Dan, this is how Dan grips a golf club.
It's a baseball grip.
It's not a baseball grip because your hands don't even touch. It's a baseball grip with his hands about 2 inches apart.
So it's
and
psycho
it is
baseball
insane.
Grip.
It's not okay, dude.
I did not know that, and that's really, really weird.
It's like Vlad Guerrero trying to swing a golf club.
Except your hands don't touch. It's a hockey stick. He holds like a hockey stick. That's what he does.
Yeah, kind of.
No, not kind of. That's exactly how you hold it.
Yeah, it works.
It's insane. It doesn't work.
Something important to discuss here is, all right, you know how golfers have started, or at least big-name golfers have started to do this thing where they roll out all of their outfits for a major,
I think it's
the
more
week
their
beforehand,
more their sponsors.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. That's part of the.
Oh yes, Micah. I get
oh
it.
God,
Micah just started blaring music.
Oh my God.
I think you're going to talk about Justin Thomas in a second, but keep going.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Justin Thomas, but the point is that this has become a thing that brands do. Like Under Armour will roll out Spieth's outfits for the Masters before the Masters. You know what I mean?
Let's just put it out though. Justin Thomas wears Ralph Lauren. So it kind of makes a little bit more sense.
But this is what's weird.
His
world. First of all, no, it doesn't make more sense. I completely disagree. What's weird is that Spieth put out actual images of the man wearing the clothes or just the actual clothes. Pictures taken with a camera. What Justin Thomas and Ralph Lauren have done is roll out sketches.
Yeah, renderings.
Big fan.
Artistic renderings of their outfits.
What is this? He's wearing a suit on Thursday.
He's wearing a necktie
and a cardigan,
a button-down shirt, and obviously the necktie goes with the shirt, and then a navy cardigan.
I mean, look, man, if you weren't here to explain that to me, and I'm looking at this artist rendition of what he's gonna wear on. First of all, why does his face have so little features to it? But the
artist isn't a big
feature
guy.
That's just a suit.
It looks like a suit, but
it's
a cardigan instead of a
coat. Could you play in a suit if you wanted to?
No.
Probably.
No, it's too restricting.
Yeah, it's a college shirt.
I'm saying
if you wanted to, yeah, it's a college shirt.
They wouldn't be able to turn you away from the golf course.
No.
Because if he can roll out there in a fucking cardigan and a necktie, if we're going to call it a necktie.
It's a little homage to old Tom Morris.
Okay. That's going to make me uncomfortable. And if you're not comfortable on the golf course, it's going to affect how you play the game.
Also, they've drawn these photos.
And for that reason, I'm out on Justin Thomas in the British Open.
I agree, but also, what if he shoots the best round of his life in that necktie? Does he have to play every round in a necktie?
But they also drew him as if he was a 6'8" runway model. This is not what Justin Thomas is built like.
He is deceptively tiny.
He's a very little person.
He weighs like 140 pounds.
So sure, this guy looks great with a golf club in his hand because he's a cartoon with no facial features and he's 6'8". That's not what Justin Thomas is going to look like wearing this cardigan and necktie.
He has a similar build to this guy. He's not as tall.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll fit
really
the
narrow.
Real Justin Thomas, like, just fine.
I'm so out
God,
on him.
Oh, God, now I'm getting hit with the Rolex commercial. I don't know, man. A merino blend cardigan. It's $100 if you want to buy that cardigan.
Is he wearing camouflage pants on day two? That's what it looked like in that
it does
other
that the,
rendering.
Let me see here. Well, also important to note is that the tie is in fact
Those are camouflage
knit silk.
I like that it's camouflage along with pink.
What's the temperature going to be like in Scotland for this thing?
Probably windy, if I was to guess.
Well, that's not temperature, Dan. That's
right. The weather, though. It's probably windy.
Fuck, man.
So I'm saying that probably affects the temperature.
It's got to be. I mean, I know it's cooler than it is here. Mike has got something for
me.
Speaking
of Justin Thomas, I got a signed Justin Thomas Masters flag. Did you know that?
Well, that's a little humble brag.
Yeah.
Temperatures in the mid-60s.
Oh, that's...
And rain in the forecast.
I'm jealous of that.
Rain and wind. So you got to think...
Heavy
gonna,
rain likely a 60%
I was
going to
feel...
I was behind Justin Thomas's father in line at the Masters, actually, for the restroom.
And did you hold his dick?
I only know that because he was telling everyone with an earshot
that he was Justin Thomas.
I respect
Justin
that
Thomas's
move.
Dad, yeah.
Maybe he thinks that like it gets him in front of line.
Actually, he actually just told a little kid.
Was he saying shit like, "Don't mind me, just Justin Thomas's dad here going to take a piss"?
I don't want to paint him to be a bad guy. He was actually there's a kid behind him in line. He goes, "Hey, do you know who Justin Thomas is?"
I don't think that would make him a bad guy.
And he goes,
"Saying what I said."
The kid was like, "Yeah." He goes, "That's my son." I was like, "Oh, that's cool, man."
He came out of my balls.
What's the point of having a kid if you can't just like use him as like a pass get?
Here's a great headline:
bathroom.
Justin Thomas has a boss outfit lined up for the British Open. If I'm a golfer...
It's called Guess That Publisher. Who wrote that one?
For the win. If I'm a golfer and the brand that sponsors me rolls out a lineup of outfits for a tournament that causes someone to write a headline saying that I have...
You're doing it wrong.
...a boss outfit, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm going back to my sponsor. Like,
you don't like
give
being
me
described
else.
As a boss.
A boss outfit. Okay, well, any favorites, picks for the British Open?
I like Ricky.
I would love for Spieth to win this.
Well, that's
okay. That's,
just,
no,
that's your go-to.
Your like, standing answer.
Yeah, I've been out on Spieth, though, as you guys know.
Well, you should.
So why are you back in?
I'm not back in. I just want to be back in. I want him to recapture my heart.
Back in.
Because my heart has been drifting away from
Jordan.
This
is shit.
Yeah.
The world is shit right now.
The chip in on the playoff hole, I forgot what the John Deere made. What tournament was that?
That was his first win. It was John
Deere. Not John Deere. It was before that, right?
No, his first win was the John Deere.
Talking about his most recent win. I forgot which one it was. The one he chipped in.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember
what tournament
it was.
The bunker shot.
I remember the shot.
He started to win me back over again, but I want to see him do it on a bigger stage.
Right. Yeah. No, that was exactly what we want to see. We just want to see it somewhere that it matters.
We were so excited on Masters Sunday when he was within range. Like, oh, it's going to be a magical Spieth Sunday. And he came out of the gate.
Oh, I do have
bogey.
To say, I'm in on Matt Kuchar again.
Why?
He had another top 10 at the Scottish Open. He has now had a top 10 on every continent in the world except Antarctica. But I think he'll somehow manage that at some point in his career.
Doubt it.
Yeah. The famous Antarctica Open.
He'll figure it out. I don't know how he'll do it, but he'll figure it out. And I'm in on Kuchar. He just like backdoors in the top 10s. That's his career. It's a great living.
That's what golf needs, man. We need a tournament in Antarctica.
I would love that.
Who doesn't watch that?
I think the conditions are not ideal for golf.
That's the point, though. Let's get extreme. Mm. Let's play with penguins and polar bears.
I mean, how much further off is it than like the British Open? It's a little cool.
It's about 100 degrees
off. A little
off.
Windy.
Polar bears are tight, by the way.
Yeah, well, they'll rip your face
right
off.
There's also no polar bears in Antarctica. That's the North Pole.
Oh, sure.
Fuck, is that a true story?
That's true.
What kind of animals chill in Antarctica?
Penguins.
That's it? They just got the whole continent to themselves?
Pretty much.
It's like 2 million penguins running an entire civilization that we don't even know about.
How pissed are you if you're a bird who can't fly? It's like the only cool thing about being a bird.
Depends. If I have my own continent,
they can swim pretty
bad. That's fair.
They're pretty badass swimmers.
That's
though.
Fair.
What sucks is they spend like both 75% of their lives huddled in massive groups of like 200 to try to get body warmth just to survive.
Just having sex and keeping warm.
Just a miserable existence. Yeah. No, they're not even fucking. They're just standing there
shivering. No, they fuck. But they have to like march like thousands of miles.
Wait,
do
they fuck because they're birds and birds lay eggs?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then they just fertilize them without it. There's no sex involved.
They spit on each other.
There is sex involved. Have you ever seen
penguins have sex?
You ever seen March of the Penguins?
Micah, do penguins have sex? I need to know.
I've seen a cartoon movie about penguins. What was that movie?
Birds don't have sex.
But they're not.
They have penises and vaginas and stuff.
They're like a weird bird.
They spit on each other is what happens.
That's weird.
I've seen Happy Feet. That's a movie about penguins.
I just Googled penguin sex. The first thing that popped up is, why are penguins' sex lives so scandalous? Since the 1900s, these adorable birds have been too freaky for us to handle.
Okay. What?
And the first image.
Now that's a headline.
The first image is captioned, two male penguins, going at it.
Oh, my.
So they have sex, is what you're telling me.
And kinky
gay sex as well.
Hot gay sex.
Yeah, I think
good for them.
They're supposed to like find
whatever
like,
they do behind closed doors is their business.
Do y'all remember the video that went viral a few months ago called Home Wrecking Penguin?
The guy the cock penguin.
Yeah. That was good.
Because I think penguins are supposed to like they're supposed to be together for the rest of their lives once they find a partner. And this penguin was cheating on the other penguin and then
that's fucked
the husband
up.
Came home, saw this other male penguin with his baby girl.
He got
and
cucked
got his,
hard. That's
got his ass kicked by the
good old fashioned penguin cucking.
He was cucking him.
What's a penguin fight look like? Do they just swing wings?
Dude, it's
at
nasty.
Each other?
Yeah, they swing wings.
It's
and
nasty.
They got little beaks, man. I bet they fuck something up with those beaks.
But they make that noise.
The penguin that was cucking this other penguin also fucked this penguin's day up.
Speaking of getting cucked, another great transition. OJ Simpson has a parole hearing tomorrow. He got cucked and then he murdered everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing that happened, allegedly.
Well,
wasn't
convicted.
I said allegedly.
This was more of like what he's in jail for now. More of a makeup call than anything else.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a makeup
call. Yeah, if armed robbery is a makeup call, then yeah, sure.
He didn't have the gun. His buddy had the gun. And he's just taking back his signed
memorabilia. His sentencing was a makeup call, not the actual crime itself.
Well, nah, dude, he's getting out. You can't.
Well,
you can't
he's on
parole.
Not
yet. People.
Not out yet.
He has to be.
Okay, but Vegas has the odds at -475 that he's going to get parole. That's pretty heavily favored.
You can bet on him getting out of prison?
Yeah. It's +325 if you want to bet
country.
That he doesn't get paroled.
I love this country. That's
Isn't
great.
It the best?
Yeah.
I think he doesn't get approved. I think you put a hundo on the +325.
You can bet on a guy who committed like double homicide getting out of prison. That's great.
I think you go with the underdog here and you put $100 on +325 to not get paroled.
I don't
basically think all you need is O.J. Simpson, known psychopath and murderer, to make a mistake in his parole hearing, like say something fucked up, like that he is going to cut somebody or something. And you make $325.
Yeah, by the way, I might cut somebody if you let me.
Honestly, I think all the Juice fans are pretty much dead at this point, or they're older and like they just don't care.
There's some still, there's the some juice heads still
not
out
loose
there.
Currently.
Yeah.
The juice is about to be loose. Man, this guy has had a wild ride after his career, well, his career in football.
Hey, he's not black, he's OJ.
I know.
Okay.
Possibly Khloe Kardashian's biological father. Who knows?
Hopefully we find out at some point, right? Can we get a DNA test done?
I don't care.
You know, on the show they were going to do a DNA test, and she said she didn't. She decided she didn't want it.
Well, that's selfish of her.
We need to know.
She belongs to us, America.
She is a lot taller than her other two sisters.
She's built like a linebacker.
Yes.
Compared
she's built
to
like
her
a running
other
back.
Sisters. What?
She's built like a running back. See what I did there?
Oh.
OJ?
Because OJ was a running
OJ.
Back.
Right.
And that's keeping up with the Kardashians.
By the way,
that's
OJ.
Our pick of the week, plus 325, did not get paroled.
OJ killed it in the Naked Gun series, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's what was really upsetting for so many people.
Nordberg, maybe, I think his name was in that.
He's a good actor.
He was a good actor, man. He was a very talented psycho.
Had the world by his balls.
By his own balls, yeah.
By his own balls.
And then he went crazy with a knife.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Enough about O.J. Simpson. Speaking of O.J. Simpson, if O.J. was free, I'm betting that he would shop at Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com.
Because he's got style.
In all seriousness, you can support this podcast. Producer Micah said killer deals. You can support us and this podcast at Grand X by checking out Man Outfitters. It's a big part of what we do here.
That's probably his first move, too. He gets out of jail, needs some new clothes, some new threads.
Needs
some
new
sleds. You know what?
Get out of that rut.
Here you go, OJ. Use the code BACKDOOR for 10% off your entire order at manoutfitters.com. We know that things have gotten a little, you know, money's a little tighter than it used to be for the juice. You've spent a lot of money on legal fees and whatnot. Use the code BACKDOOR, 10% off your whole order at manoutfitters.com. Get yourself some. We've got good fall lineups coming out right now.
Also, there's a huge sale going on. Unrelated to the 10% off, there's a huge sale. Items are marked down up to 60% off. You can put the 10% on top of the already marked down items.
Is that true?
How about that? That is absolutely true.
What's the catch?
Dan, believe it or not, there's no catch.
That's unbelievable.
Just like the juice was never caught.
How are we even making money?
We're not. We're giving shit away at this point.
Backdoor. That's the code. Manoutfitters.com. Micah has something to say.
Yeah, and if you guys want to look like the host of this show, you can check out our staff picks at manoutfitters.com/BDC.
That's in backdoor cover.
Dress like us.
Those are the clothes that Dan, Dylan, and I personally picked as our favorites on Man Outfitters currently. Again, backdoor, 10% off your whole order. Moving on to the NBA, which stands for National Basketball Association, if I am not mistaken. Big news randomly yesterday was announced that Les Alexander, owner of the Houston Rockets, my team, put the teams for sale.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, he extends our general manager, extends James Harden, pulls Chris Paul.
Talks about getting Melo.
And then within a week of the press conference, he's like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and sell this thing. Now, here's why this is concerning. You never want your team to be for sale because that means an idiot could buy it. And there are a lot of rich idiots out there.
Well, they're going to vet the guy. Not just anyone could pull up with a checkbook and, you know.
I hope you're right. That's the responsible thing to do, is if you really care about the franchise and the city, is to make sure that the new owner is not a complete dickbag. But that's also hard to do because once the new guy has the keys, he can completely flip the switch and do whatever the fuck he wants. So, I don't know. Obviously a little concerning. I'm a little freaked out. I don't like change.
What's the price tag?
Yeah, also, here's the price
tag.
It is $1.65 billion. That's what they're evaluated at. They're probably going to get more.
So they'll get more than that.
Because as I talked to producer Micah earlier, they have a huge market in China.
Yes.
Which really hasn't even been tapped into. So they
Because of
sell.
Yao Ming
and Jeremy Lin.
And they've continued that since Yao Ming.
Actually, we got a new Chinese guy who's supposed to be the best Chinese NBA player since Yao Ming, which is basically saying nothing at all. It's like a sentence that just is just blank.
You probably get $10 billion.
So we'll see, man. The last thing I want is for my basketball team to be owned by a conglomerate of Chinese billionaires.
I would love that.
It just doesn't seem right.
Like the Yakuza needs to buy the Rockets.
See, that's what I don't want.
I rode in an elevator yesterday with a guy who could just outright buy them.
And I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. Michael Dell. Yeah.
Michael Dell.
He's worth 20 billy.
Tillman Fertitta is one of the main guys that's thrown his name in the hat.
Your boy bought him 24 years ago, I think, for like $85 million. And now he's going to get close to $2 billion.
It's a nice ROI.
The CEO of Landry's is one of the guys who's thrown his name in the ring, which I would be down with.
What I thought was funny, though, was for his divorce settlement, he actually spent double the amount for his wife that he did on the basketball team. So it was $150 million he had to give to his wife during the divorce.
Who, less?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he got divorced.
So he gave up $150 million to just like say goodbye to his wife, and he bought the team for $85 million.
That's wild. The NBA is going to have new Nike jerseys next year? I didn't even know this.
Yeah, they're going to be made out of recycled bottles because you got to stay green.
Wait, what? I can't tell if you're joking.
No, that's real.
Bottles?
I don't know how you make jerseys out of bottles.
That doesn't sound
cool. Like glass bottles?
We have the technology. I think plastic. Plastic bottles.
What the fuck?
We have the technology.
We have the technology. We can make them bigger. Faster,
are we going to have sponsorships stronger on these things next year? Is that happening yet?
That's what it's looking like. We're slowly... Have you seen the patches on jerseys? I think the Sixers are being sponsored by StubHub. There's just going to be a little StubHub on the top right.
Oh, God.
My God. Well...
It's going to turn into fucking soccer.
This, I'm reading about the...
I think the Cavs are sponsored by like a tire company, Goodyear.
They're also doing away with the whole home and away jersey stuff.
What?
Yeah. Like the classic just home and away jerseys will no longer exist.
I think they're just different names. They're home just calling teams, it association and icon jerseys.
But they're no longer assigned to wear white and will be able to allow... They're allowed to choose whatever uniform they want for each home game.
Really?
Visiting teams have to wear the contrasting uniform.
They have to adapt.
Which is kind of cool. Except now the Rockets are just going to wear those black jerseys every game because that's what they apparently...
But it could be a little gamesmanship, too, where like you don't tell the other team till last minute so they have to bring both jerseys.
Surely there's some outline.
There's a deadline. You got to submit your jersey in.
Otherwise, it'll just be chaos.
Sponsorship patches are coming to the league this season.
They're what?
They start this year.
Year. They're wedding to the league?
They're coming.
Oh.
So they're starting small, but this is eventually, like you said, it's going to turn into soccer, which is going to be the main logo in like 10 years.
It also says here Charlotte Hornets will wear Jordan brand.
That makes sense because Jordan owns them.
Nike owns Jordan. Jordan owns the Hornets. Ipso facto, the Hornets wear Jordan brand. That's cool for them. That's the only reason you'd want to be on the Hornets at this point. Also, Manu Ginobili has announced his intention to... has he re-signed officially now?
Yeah,
he's officially re-signed with the Spurs.
Mike, producer what? Micah has proclaimed the Spurs the NBA champions.
He's back?
Solely because of this move.
Manu, look, I love Manu,
but he needs to hang it up.
He's done.
Man.
He's only been playing for like 16 years. He's fine.
Micah, really?
Nice little four seed for the Spurs next year. They lost Jonathan Simmons.
Oh, yeah, that was the piece that's going to kill them.
They lost Simmons?
Where'd he go?
I don't think I would call it losing Jonathan Simmons.
Orlando?
They watched him leave and were fine with it. Manu, I can't believe this dude's playing still. What a nut.
I don't want to hear that.
That's it from the NBA. Oh, the Summer League. Shit.
Yeah, Lonzo.
This is huge. Very MVP. Important. Lonzo Ball. Summer League MVP, which is not an award that anyone gives a rat's ass about or that Woody would even be talking about.
But they also won the Summer League title, too. So.
And he didn't play in the championship game.
How many games are there in the Summer League?
I don't even know.
I think it became like a tournament style. I think they reformatted it. It was pretty cool.
Magic Johnson, now president of basketball operations of the Los Angeles Lakers, has declared that the Lakers are back based on this Summer League performance.
He's also a must-follow on Twitter.
He is maybe like one of those idiot savants who's like extremely good at one thing, and that one thing is basketball, and then everything else, he's just like, I just can't take the man seriously. He's a terrible commentator. He's awful on Twitter. But now he's in charge of one of the most valuable and popular sports franchises in the world.
He's no Jerry West.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
Jerry West is great in the front office. Now he's with the Clippers. Clippers are going to turn it around.
I forgot that they got Jerry West. That's huge. The big three, Allen Iverson was a scratch in Philly this weekend. Obviously a huge letdown for the Philly fans because he played professional basketball for the Philadelphia 76ers. Was not announced as a scratch until right before game time, so it was controversial. People were pissed. And it was Ice Cube came to his defense saying, like, he was told by a doctor not to even attend, but at least he still attended. He was there. He just didn't play.
That's not my Allen Iverson. My Allen Iverson would have played. Even if the doctor told him not to.
Flu or something? What is this? I don't understand what doc, like, they didn't give the exact sickness.
Like, one of the appeals of Allen Iverson when he was in Philadelphia and played in his prime was he never missed games, even with injury.
Or when he just played drunk.
Yeah. Drunk, high.
Whatever.
After losing, like, millions of dollars gambling.
So we're 4 weeks into the big three. And Rashard Lewis is the leading scorer of the league, followed by Steven Jackson and Ketino Mobley. Names I never thought I'd have to say again. But here we are. Reggie Evans is leading the league in rebounds. Good for you, Reggie. Mike Bibby and Andrew Owens, I don't even know who Andrew Owens is, lead the league in assists.
Here's the thing, though. We thought, like, Rashard Lewis was still in the league. We thought he was still in the association.
Yes.
Like, for the Orlando Magic or something.
Legitimately did.
I thought he was still getting, like, that paycheck.
I thought he might be, like, deep on the bench for the Heat or something. So, what are these guys getting paid? Do either of y'all know?
No.
Not much.
I read that each player makes $100,000 for the season.
Damn, that's depressing. Holy shit.
But in Rashard Lewis's...
some of these younger guys have to be thinking that they're playing for, like, another NBA contract, right?
No.
Like, Rashard Lewis could get
well,
a contract.
Well, no, the requirement is you have to be over 30. So it's unlikely that guys, like, on the fringe of the league are thinking the big three is my chance back to the league.
Over 30 doesn't mean anything.
But anyway, Rashard Lewis actually paid... When the big three comes to your city, if you buy a ticket... You get a free child admission because Rashard Lewis bought all the children and their tickets.
He
bought all the children.
He bought their tickets.
He's just running like
so. He's got money. He's not doing it for the cash.
He's in it for the love of the game.
Well, at least right now.
Good for Rashard.
Man, I'm just so pumped for Mike Bibby. He really leading the league in assists. That's just great.
I played pickup with him one time.
You played pickup?
Like you played pickup basketball?
You played basketball?
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago. He was still in the league. He just showed up at the Jewish Community Center and started balling.
The Jewish Community Center.
He was like the slowest guy on the court.
The
and
JCC, man.
Killing people.
I've always wanted to be a part of a Jewish Community Center. I'm not Jewish, so I don't qualify, but there was one like by my house.
They welcome Christians, by the way. Well, they welcome anybody.
I've been inside one.
See, us
and
in
it
the
was super nice.
Us in the CYO community, the Catholic Youth Association, or organization, we don't welcome Jewish people. So.
Did you check him or what? Who guarded Mike?
I did not. I don't believe Mike Bibby is a Jew either. So you could have been a part of that game.
Mike Bibby, still a Jew.
Why was he in Austin playing at the JCC?
No idea. He's got hoes and different area codes. This is my explanation.
He's got Jewish hoes in Austin, apparently, or something.
Shout out to the Austin JCC.
Yeah.
The Dell... Austin JCC.
That's right. Oh, it is the Dell.
Yeah, Michael Dell donated all the money.
Fellow member of the Jewish community.
When is the big three games in Dallas?
That's the end of the month.
You're asking me like I know the answer.
I do.
To that.
It's
we talked about this.
It's the end of the month. It's like July 30th.
I know you don't want to go, but me and Dan want to go.
Y'all can tell me about it.
Send me July 30th.
All right. Well, you're welcome for the update on the big three. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll be back to recap the Mayweather-McGregor press tour and give our thoughts on that thing as a whole.
What if I told you there was a podcast that not only has humor, but it also has a little bit of business?
I would be skeptical, but I'd be all in if it were true.
Sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, well, it exists. It's called Dudes Doing Business, and newsflash, we're all on that podcast. We talk about the ins and outs of corporate America. We talk about our own business here at Grand X. We also talk about relevant stuff in the news and finance and the law world, all that stuff. Nothing's off limits.
And Joe Rogan.
We all listen to Joe Rogan, too. So you might get some Joe Rogan takes as a bonus. Just search for Dudes Doing Business. Subscribe. Just give us a shot to earn your business. That's all we ask.
Okay, we are back. Time to talk about the biggest spectacle in sports at the moment, the Mayweather-McGregor press tour that just wrapped up. Dan, thoughts on this as a whole?
Just counting down the days. I was sold on McGregor before, but like after this tour, like I'm just convinced. Like he's knocking out McGregor or Mayweather.
I'm fully bought into the hype at this point.
Yeah.
I've mentioned that I'm a very I don't follow MMA or boxing, but this has my attention.
Yeah.
It's the show, the whole thing, it's a spectacle.
It worked.
The first it worked one on us. The general take that you saw across all sports media was that the press tour went off the rails like day 3 and that it went on for too long and they should have kept it to 2 days.
McGregor's
day 3 was a little bizarre. It was.
So was day 4. But who are we to say how many times Mayweather and McGregor should get on stage and make us all watch? You know? That's kind of up to them. It was just annoying how many people were like, this is out of control. This has become a disgrace.
Mayweather dropped a hard F.
It's entertainment. Mayweather called McGregor a hard F, and we're not talking about the
what?
Word fuck.
Fuck boy?
No.
Oh, a different one?
McGregor dropped...
It was a homophobic slur.
Dropped the word boy more than once, and he was called a racist.
McGregor was repeatedly accused of racism.
But I'm chucking that one up to ignorance, so he's Irish. He doesn't know what that means.
He said, dance for me, boy. McGregor addressed the racism thing and was like, I'm not fucking racist.
He said, he said, I'm half black from the belly button down to defend him not being a racist.
Which makes a lot of sense, is a large dick joke.
Obviously, the implication there is that he has a large penis.
Which I think is a better move than saying I have black friends.
Which I think is somehow more racist than saying.
He stacked a black stereotype on top of his racist allegations.
Positive racism.
He doubled down.
Right, that's a thing. Positive racism, like accusing Jewish people of being good with money. That's positive racism.
Yeah, like I don't hate Jewish people. I'm actually really fiscally responsible. That's a similar thing to say.
Jay-Z got into some heat over a statement he made on his new album about why Jewish people own all the property in America, because that's offensive. You can't say shit like that.
Well, it is 2017.
It's
if you're
positive,
not being offended, then
it's
you're
positive
not
positive racism. That's true, Dylan. That's a very good point. If you're not being
you
offended,
must be offended in 2017.
You must.
And tell people about it.
Find something to be offended by.
Hispanic
and you find
people
an outlet.
Are really good dancers.
There you go. Boom. Racist.
Are you triggered?
Positive racism. Stan. We should just do some positive racism every week.
Positive racism.
Just spread the positivity.
That's fine.
That's
and
good
also
segment.
Be racist at the same time. Yeah. I thought the all in all the press conferences were great. The first one was obviously the best.
No, the second one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, second one was the better one.
Second one was dope. Third one sucked. I didn't even watch the fourth one.
Yeah,
it was weird.
My interest had dwindled by
it
that
point.
It did
go off the rails a little. I'm gonna join the bandwagon of people who say it went off the rails now. No, but it's ridiculous. I mean, like, I loved it because it was so ridiculously absurd, and because they were clearly running out of like things to even say to each other at that point.
I think it's pretty evident that they're friendly with one another.
I get the impression that they are definitely in on all of, obviously, yeah. Like they have agreed to do this fight and know how much money they stand to make. But I'm with you, Dan. I think that there is
not a whole lot of hatred between these. Like
it seems like they might actually probably be laughing at all of us behind the scenes. Like, damn, and maybe not even laughing at us. Just like this is working. Really well. We're doing it.
I've heard theories pitched around these parts that it's going to go 12 in a close, hard-fought Mayweather victory to set up fight number 2.
I've heard the theory
there's
that...
There's so much money.
That's what
it makes so much sense.
I've heard the same, similar kind of theory that it's going to go somehow freak McGregor knockout, like where he knocks Mayweather out. In like the third round, shockingly, to set up fight number 2, where they'll make an equal amount of money. But yeah, I could see it going either way,
dude. But how is Mayweather gonna like? He's undefeated. I don't think he wants to be in on his
first
loss.
I agree. I don't think Mayweather would agree to tarnish.
If the fix is in, I think Mayweather wins.
And this is boxing, so there's a good chance the fix is in.
Yeah.
Also, if the fix isn't in, there's a good chance Mayweather wins because he's an actual boxer.
Yeah.
Which helps in boxing.
I saw the take that because McGregor is not a typical boxer and he doesn't work the typical angles and punches and stuff, that's actually going to like freak Floyd out.
I can't wait to watch this shit.
By the way, credit to Dave Ruff, who originally told me that theory. I'm sure he's not the only one
it's
with
a common
that,
theory.
But
it's a common
theory. He told me that.
No
one.
Credit to Dave Ruff. I'm gonna cancel the credit that you just
that's
gave.
Fine.
Mayweather, clearly undermanned in the shit talking front, doesn't quite have the brains to keep up with McGregor there.
He is a really bad shit talker.
He's not. There's just a lot out there to make fun of him for. Speaking of which, one of the things that very clearly McGregor agreed to not bring up his history of domestic abuse, because he never did. And that's an easy one.
Right.
I mean, he made fun of him for not being able to read, for instance. So why wouldn't you make fun of him for beating his wives, girlfriends, whatever?
I think it's just the juxtaposition between seeing Conor talk and then Floyd talk. It just makes Floyd look way worse than he is. Maybe if like
Floyd
against like a typical boxer, like
another
he
punch,
holds his own.
Yeah. Another punch drunk moron. Yeah. He's good. But against somebody who's has like a fully functioning brain.
An
like
all time shit talker like McGregor. Yeah.
Yeah. McGregor, I don't think.
It probably goes Ali, McGregor for like greatest shit talkers of all time. And it's not nobody like.
And that's only out of respect for Ali.
Yeah.
Ali's one.
Because, dude, I don't think Ali's a better shit talker than
but
McGregor.
But it was different shit talking back
that's
then.
That's the thing. He couldn't say all the stuff McGregor can say.
Like McGregor is calling Mayweather a bitch to his face. Ali didn't do stuff like
Ali
that.
Ali was poetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
It was a different brand of shit talk.
That was
off
the top of his dome all the time. Like,
No, it was cool. I mean, Ali had a different kind of shit talking for sure. And it was way less graphic and way less offensive.
And he was way more influential, like, on society.
Culturally. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least to American culture.
Yeah, Ali didn't make
worldwide.
Ali didn't make big dick jokes.
No, he didn't make jokes about being black from the belly button down.
Right.
He was all
I
black.
I think you could just say waist down. Is that a thing in Ireland? Do they do belly button down instead of waist down?
Seems like something
I
Irish
could not tell
do.
You.
That yeah. seems like an Irish thing. From the belly button down. They just want to say the belly button.
That was nice.
Yeah. You're welcome. The NFL, Zeke Elliott. Are we calling him Zeke now?
Ezekiel
Elliott. That's what the Cowboys fans call him. That's not what I'm going to call him. Ezekiel Elliott. I'll call him. His mama called him Ezekiel, so I'm going to call him Ezekiel. Allegedly involved in an altercation in a Dallas club. What was the name of that club, by the way?
Clutch.
Clutch. That's cool.
Apparently it's a pretty douchey, swanky type of establishment.
I find that so hard to believe. What was this altercation?
I don't know.
Did he knock out a DJ?
That's what I heard, too. Did he allegedly...
Apparently he played Despacito one too many times and Zeke was not having it.
It was DJ no request.
If you knock out a DJ at a bar or a nightclub in Dallas called Clutch...
You just ruined the night for everybody.
You deserve what... First of all, yeah, you're ruining the night for everybody. We need Despacito played on repeat.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're just at... Come on, man. What are you doing? Dude...
He's got a lot going on the first 2 years of his career.
But also, shit happens. The thing that sucks for him is that he's going to have to learn real quickly that being on the Cowboys puts you under a much bigger microscope than everybody else. Like, they get way more national press and coverage than any other NFL team in the league.
How does he not have a fall guy?
I always wonder that about shit like this. Like, how is it that he actually got caught... Because like doing this all through, maybe there's video.
Does Chris Carter still not do like the rookie symposiums? Like,
I don't think he's allowed to anymore after all that.
Where he told people to get fall guys.
Yeah, that wasn't morally sound advice from Chris Carter. Anyway, Zeke, you can bet on whether or not he'll be suspended, and I'm pretty sure that the odds changed in a very unfavorable way for Cowboys fans after this most recent incident, because he's also being investigated for domestic abuse. And it's from some shit from, like, I think before he even played.
State, I thought that had been squashed.
Nah, there's full-blown investigation going on. Also, these NFL investigations just weird me out. Because it's like retired FBI guys going poking around and shit. And it's like, I don't know, just being an NFL player is far and away the worst professional athlete you can be.
Yes.
There's so much that sucks about it. Compared to other sports,
contracts,
you make less money.
Shit.
Contracts are shit.
Your running back average shelf life is like 3 years.
Yeah.
Pretty like on par with like an Instagram model.
I mean, it's yeah, that's fair. It's not great, man. Did you see what's the Seahawks cornerback who you, Richard Jefferson? Nope. Close though.
Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. Thank you. He Richard Jefferson. Richard Sherman came out and said that if the NFL guys want to get MLB or NBA money, that they have to go on strike, which even if they do that, there's no way they're getting NBA or MLB money.
But NFL money's not guaranteed, right? I think that's...
It's partially guaranteed.
But a major... Yeah, it's like whatever you get. You have to negotiate what's guaranteed.
Right, yeah.
But it's not all guaranteed.
No.
I think
not
baseball,
even close to all
baseball and basketball are all like completely guaranteed.
Dude, baseball guys have it made. Yeah.
Dude, like NFL, if you're the biggest star in the league and you sign it... Let's just say, hypothetically, back when this would be a realistic number, let's say you're the biggest star in the league and you sign a $60 million contract, maybe 20 or 30 of it would be guaranteed.
Who's the guy for the Mets that gets paid $1 million a year, like Bobby Bonilla or?
Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
I think
he's still like, on payroll.
Yeah, he still gets like $1 million a year
retired
to like 2030.
He's been retired for like 12 years.
Yeah, Zeke needs to get his shit strapped in and get that money for the next 3 years because after that, it's like you just have to go. Then that's when you go knock out DJs at nightclubs in Dallas for the rest
of
your
life. And NFL players, their bodies obviously take a much bigger toll, physical toll than a basketball or a baseball player.
He's still on his rookie contract.
It sucks.
He's still on his rookie deal. You got to wait till you get that second contract to knock out a DJ.
Got to be frustrating to be an NFL guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's maybe not like Ezekiel Elliott's one of the biggest names in the sport. Think about the guys who are like the grunt guys down on the offensive line or whatever, and then they get to look over and see Mayweather make like $1 billion off one fight.
Typically, a left tackle is your second highest paid player. Typically.
Oh, yeah.
Left tackle, they're gold.
Goes quarterback, left tackle.
Typically.
That's pretty crazy.
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
Blindside, man.
Bobby Bonilla gets paid $1.8 million every July 1st.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
Through 2035, and he first got the first payment in 2011.
Apparently,
the Mets owed him $6 million. And with an 8% annual interest, that adds up to $29.8 million.
Hell yeah.
So hey, good for Bobby did it.
What was like his career average?
Bobby.
He was good.
Dude, July 1st, I just throw the most absurd party.
You have to.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of hotline calls here from the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Our number is 800-392-6344. You can call, ask us a question, rant about your favorite team or some issue in your personal life. Maybe it's... ED, I don't know, 800-392-6344. Say your name and your town or the state you're from, but say
the general area.
The state area.
I'm from the Texas area.
Right. That's what we want from you. Each week we play the best calls. 800-392-6344. Here's our first call from this week.
I was lucky enough to play at a golf yesterday in beautiful South Lake, Texas. Great course. Carker was absolutely fucking stunning, and I was wondering, what do you think the ideal age is to get a Carker's number? Obviously, it's not under 21, where the shots you're buying her, you'll have to, like, I don't know, that seemed too young for that, and obviously, if you're, like, 60, that's way too old. But what do you think is the best age range to pick up a Carker? All right, looking forward to this advice. Thanks, guys. Oh, and fuck you, Ham.
So I'm going to say that there's two very different stages where it's the best time to pick up a cart girl.
So I think the average, let's just establish, the average cart girl is probably, what, 18, 19 years old?
19.
I think that's fair. Okay. Let's say 19.
Out of high school.
Which is, that's a young woman.
Freshman in college.
Legal, but very young. If you're, you know, depending on how old you are, obviously. So first answer is, around her age, so anywhere between 18 and 23, I'll say, is the ideal time. But then also, later in life, I disagree with the caller in that, like, if you're divorced and, like, past 50, that's also an ideal time to fuck a 19-year-old car.
Damn, I don't know. Stop.
I think so, too.
Dude, if you go that direction with your life, which a lot of men choose to do.
I think you have to be, like, 3 divorces deep, though.
Sure, it doesn't matter how many. The point is, you might not even be divorced. It's just about being a 50-year-old scumbag when all you want to do is just pork the cart girl. That's a lot of guys out there. That describes a lot of America. A scumbag who wants to pork a cart girl in his post 50.
That's a big golf demographic.
That's most golfers.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Thoughts, Dylan?
I have no input. Be close to her age. Don't listen to Ross. That's fucking.
You say 23 is the cutoff range, though? Like I
said 18 to 23 is the ideal range. Yeah.
I'll stretch it to 25.
Okay. Yeah, 25. I think Dan's flirting with this actual concept in real life.
As a 26-year-old man who just last week went out with a 20-year-old.
See, that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
You're fine.
And Dylan, don't mistake me. I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with it. There is a lot wrong with it. I'm just saying it's also an ideal time. If I'm 55 and I'm single and I've got a bunch of money and don't know what else to do with it and I'm just a miserable old horny white guy, maybe I want to try to pick up a cart girl. I don't know.
Why's he got to be white?
I'm white. Back to the Tour de France, which is just still going.
Chris, one more call?
We have another call, but let's skip
Wait.
Tour de France.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know what's going on here. I just had a brain fart. We have one more call. Let's play that call.
Hey, guys. I'm from the Ohio area. You guys didn't have any hotline calls. Figured I would kind of throw you a bone here.
Appreciate
first,
that.
I would just like to touch on the WNBA and you guys playing them. It wouldn't be close. I mean, you guys would absolutely obliterate them. It's just a different game. As Dylan says, he would just post them up the whole time. It would be a bloodbath. Secondly, I know you guys are big three fans. I was wondering who you guys think in the current NBA would be perfect for the big three. I have a couple names, J.R. Smith, Rajon Rondo. Those are really the two that come to my mind. Yeah, let me know what you think. Who are some good names that we can look forward to in the future? Thanks.
Dude, he nailed those. That's the exact kind of player that you want for the big three. DeMarcus Cousins at some point down the road.
Boogie's got a ways to go.
Oh, I know, okay. But I'm just saying. You know he's going to be perfect for this shit when his time comes.
Who's that kind of like rotund-looking guy who played left-handed, I think, Randolph? What's his name?
Oh, Zach Randolph.
Zach Randolph. Zeebo. He comes to mind for me. I don't know why. He's older.
Zach Randolph's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I know.
But yeah.
So is Allen Iverson.
You know who should be in it? And it isn't. I don't know why. But Glenn Big Baby Davis. Why the hell is he not in the big three?
I think he's just too fat now.
Makes more sense.
He's too fat.
But in terms of current NBA players, no, he's spot on. Like J.R. Smith, Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, I like
those guys
that.
Are going to be big three. They'll get their jerseys retired in the big three at some point.
Back to the WNBA thing, if I may. No one's getting a rebound over me. Not one fucking person. Brittany Griner can't get a rebound over me. I will just throw that chick around.
I'm boxing her out every time.
I still have to stand on the
other
side.
She has no base.
You're completely insane. They would destroy you.
No, we would run up and down. Well, okay, let me take that back. We have to get in cardio shape first because they can just run.
But if we're playing half court, 3-on-3, like, not even close.
But
we're not, though. We're talking about a 5-on-5 full court basketball game.
Still not close.
The physicality, the difference in physicality between my team and their team is just a world of difference.
I wish I had the financial means. Yeah, full squad.
Okay,
I wish
yeah,
I had
yeah,
the
we're
financial
running.
Means to set this make up. This happen because it would be the most entertaining day of my life.
Oh, me too.
Honestly, with either outcome. The result, me being right and them just shooting you off the floor.
No.
They're not getting a shot off, though.
Or the result of
they're not getting a shot off.
That's preposterous.
I'd actually feel bad because we'd probably set women's sports back like decades.
It'd be really embarrassing.
I think women's sports can be set back, to be real about it. Like, there's... Okay, at least not the WNBA. Sorry, that was offensive. I triggered myself. But not the WNBA can't be set back. It was never bigger than it is now or smaller than it is now. It's just always been a shitty league of layups. That's what it is.
Fundamentals. And it's not just layups. They take jumpers, all right? Mid-range. They have a mid-range
which they would
game.
Drain all over you.
That's
in
fine.
The
take your twos. Take your twos. We're raining threes.
There's just...
And we're making it NBA threes, by the way.
I can't believe in the same segment I'm somehow the guy that's saying that the WNBA would destroy you and then also saying something that would upset all women in general and the WNBA community.
That's what we do, man.
I just, I've lost in every way just now. We've got one more call here. We're going to play it.
Hey, this is Jake from Scottsdale. I had a quick question. I don't know if it's just a coincidence, but why is it that as soon as you guys hire a D1 or he's D1, NCAA football player, Dylan shuts up about throwing a football super far? Are you scared, bud, or what's going on?
Okay, so right. We hired... Thanks. Oh, he's still on. Okay, we hired Hayden. He does graphic design for us. And, okay, the guy was a long snapper.
For Northern Arizona.
For Northern Arizona.
FCS.
Hayden, great guy. I like him.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Maybe the best guy at Grandad.
He's a good dude.
The best guy.
If you think I'm afraid of throwing against Hayden, you are fucking high.
He might be able to snap it long.
You are fucking high, and I fear nobody when it comes to a long toss. Okay. Just because you played football doesn't mean you can throw a football, all right? Jake from Inside TFM Podcast.
Jake from Scottsdale, like, calls in on a regular basis for Inside TFM and gives Jake shit about looking like shit.
Jake came to me and said, hey, I want to throw a football against you. I said, okay. He goes, I played football in high school. I said, Jake, I don't fucking care. I said, were you a quarterback? He goes, no, but I played football. What does it have to do with you throwing a fucking football?
Okay.
There are guys in the NFL Hall of Fame who can't throw football 30 yards. You know why? Because they play right fucking guard, you idiot.
Yeah.
Or they played
that
before.
That makes no sense.
They played before the 60s or like 70s when they just like ran the triple option.
If you played corner in high school.
That means nothing.
That's not a thing that anybody cares about.
You think you could outthrow Jim Thorpe back in the day?
Yes.
I do too, because Jim, I think that he could throw 20 yards.
Jake and Hayden and anyone else wants to come at me, come at me. I will throw against you. I'm afraid of no one. I will challenge anybody. I'm undefeated for my lifetime. If you think a long snapper from Northern Arizona is going to rattle me, you're hot.
We need more challenge, like an actual challenge.
Yeah,
like maybe Matthew Stafford, Joe Flacco.
I will throw against those guys, and they will beat me, and then I'll finally have my first defeat.
What was
but
that
until
dude
then?
Could throw it like 60 yards from his knees. He played
Michael
for
Vick.
The Raiders. He was trash.
Oh, Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. Yeah.
No, he can outthrow me.
Well, maybe not anymore, but
no,
probably.
Arm strength.
I'm sure
stays,
we could get
arm strength
him.
Stays with you.
We could definitely get Jamarcus, like,
yeah, but
until you just deteriorate.
In studio. He's not really doing anything right now.
Maybe that's who we'll try to get next, Jamarcus Russell.
I would love to.
I remember he showed up to a camp one day, or 1 year, for the Raiders. He was like 320 pounds.
Yeah,
playing quarterback at 320.
Fat piece of shit. I wanted to get back to the Tour de France really quick to give an update, because it's important, that Chris Froome... who, again, is just some British guy that Mia Khalifa thinks is doping.
They're all doping.
Still has the yellow jersey, which I can only assume means he's leading, through 16 of 21 stages. So we got 5 stages left.
Jesus.
I don't know what a stage is.
Like, how long does that last?
I think I think there's a stage per... No, never mind.
Per month?
I'll fuck
who cares,
up.
Man?
No, there's 21
months.
No,
not per month.
Chris Froome.
This goes for a year and a half.
You think Tour de France lasts a year and a half?
Year and a half. Like, year and three-fourths. It does. The Tour de France goes on forever. It's just a never-ending race.
Just a few weeks long.
Chris Froome.
He's British, so it wouldn't be French like that.
I don't even think that was a French. I wasn't attempting a certain nationality. I'm just upset with his name.
Positive racism, Ross. Positive.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh,
what?
Friday. I have a long toss against someone has challenged me, and we're doing it Friday.
He wants to. Make a video against a Twitter
How
egg.
How did you just remember this?
He's
like
playing a Twitter egg with 200 followers.
A Twitter egg. He's a guy. He's been following me for a while. And he claims that he claims that he's gonna beat me without a problem.
Fucking Mark from Georgetown, just rolling in studio, trying to outthrow.
I hope to God this rando takes you down. That would be the funniest thing.
I will own it, but it will not happen.
I'm just so sick of hearing about this fucking long toss shit.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years with you now I've been hearing about this shit.
Wow.
He can throw the ball
Thank
pretty far.
Thank you, Dan.
Like, I've seen it. I done seen it.
You don't want to step into the fucking ring with me, dog.
I do not. I've got fucking shoulder issues from...
It's not all you have.
Like, the way the way you don't want to step in the cage with producer Micah, as he claims, you don't want to, like, step on the field with Dylan.
I legit would not want to step in the cage with producer Micah, just for the record.
I feel like Micah just got nothing to lose.
He's afraid of no man.
Dude, he's stated it repeatedly. He's afraid of no man.
He will fight anybody.
I seen him in that video that we put out, like, yesterday or the day before that, when he unleashes the beast within.
I feel like he has one of the, like, a switch that,
yeah,
rare, that a few people have.
He definitely does. He's one just of those guys.
Turns into a rabid,
like,
pit bull.
Like a gorilla.
Yeah.
He has beef with MMA fighter Sage Northcutt. I think we should probably set that fight up.
I think, legitimately, I would put money on Micah.
They look exactly the same without shirts on, too.
They do look exactly the same.
Sage isn't an MMA fighter. He's a karate guy, and I would choke him out.
He's a mixed martial arts fighter.
If you don't know who Sage Northcutt is, please Google him. Please look at his Twitter account.
He's a character.
He's frosty-tipped, like, he looks
he's
like
a human specimen.
He's
though.
A bubbly.
He looks like an Abercrombie model from the 90s, and he's just the
maybe
biggest
2% body
bag
fat
of all time.
But he's a really nice guy.
Super he's
nice
just guy. Overly positive. Like, such a fucking... What is his hashtag?
He's like white Russell Wilson.
Hashtag
Super Sage.
Super Sage. And he's just not good also.
Yeah,
like,
he gets knocked out.
He gets knocked out.
But he's built like a Greek god.
He looks like a Ken Barbie doll.
Yeah.
With shittier hair.
Muscles that you didn't know existed.
Maybe the same type of dick.
Sure. Probably. I imagine that Ken as Ken from the Barbie universe and Sage have similar penises. But point is, seriously, if we were to set up a fight between Micah and that guy, I think I would bet on Micah. Even if just for the sake of being able to root for Micah against a cartoon human, which is what that guy is.
Thank you, Ross.
Hey,
but
no
Micah
problem,
is Micah himself is a cartoon human.
Yes, but in a much better way than Sage, Apple, Terror, Northcutt.
Yeah.
All right, any shouts? Shout out to anybody?
No. Shouts to my Vegas Golden Knights.
Shouts to the British Open.
You still throwing shouts at your fucking...
That's my team, man.
Shouts to the Open Championship.
No, British. It's just called the British. Don't give in. Don't cave in to, like, English. All right,
we have
propaganda.
A request. We don't have as many reviews on iTunes as we would like.
I'd rather have more calls.
Calls. Both.
Give us a call.
It'd be nice if you could
but
just have
reviews are
both.
Important, Dan.
Yeah.
The thing that's wild to me is with the amount of people we have listening... How few reviews we have, which is just pure and utter laziness from our listener base.
We have the laziest, everyone says we have the laziest listener base
on
the internet.
The most degenerate listener base in the entire podcast world.
Granted, pick up your phone, man.
I feel like people only review stuff, like restaurants and podcasts and stuff, when it's negative. There's never, like, if you like something, you don't go on and just, like,
right, which
praise
is why
it.
we're specifically asking people to go do that. Like,
this is what we call a call to action.
I understand that it's a mild annoyance to you in your life to stop and spend 1 minute helping us out, but please do it. It means a ton to us. If you can get on iTunes and leave a review and a 5-star rating on Backdoor Cover, we would very much appreciate it. Shouts to anybody who does that. Preemptive shouts. Other than that, like we said, you can support us on manoutfitters.com. Use the code BACKDOOR. Get 10% off. There's a ton of stuff on sale right now already. You get 10% off on top of that. And follow us on Twitter at BACKDOORCOVER. And then you know all of our social medias. You know them.
Let me leave a closing note.
Is it going to be like a poem?
No.
Oh.
If you would like to challenge me in a long toss, you have to be reputable. Okay, you can't just be any geek off the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like the guy Friday.
The guy Friday, he played football. I think he's a quarterback.
We just went over just because he played football.
I just said he's a quarterback, Dan.
All right.
Listen one time for me.
One time, Dan.
If you are a reputable tosser of the football and you like to challenge me, you have to come to Austin. We'll make you famous. We'll put you on camera and I will embarrass you.
Or if you already are famous.
That's all we got this week. Thank you.
We might come to you. I don't know.
Please, someone, outthrow this man so that we can never
Good
talk
luck.
About it again. We will see you next Wednesday.
Bye.